Elvis will be in Ionia this weekend, at least in spirit. The Michigan Elvis Presley Fan Club has arranged a concert for the King with several Elvis interpreters at the Ionia Theater on Sunday. Today is the 36th anniversary of Elvis's death, and yet many years on, he continues to attract devoted fans. WKAR's Melissa Benmark spoke with one of the co-founders of the fan club about the concert.
I'm Jennifer Beattie, and my husband Scott and I co-founded the Michigan Elvis Presley Fan Club in 2009. And we have about 2,200 members now, and we offer free membership. So that's really nice for anyone with an Elvis interest, you know, to be able to participate in our fan club. And we try to do various things throughout the year as kind of benefits for them. Like, we work with Elvis Presley Enterprises on certain things, our concerts, which sometimes are more than annual. But this is an annual event, our 2013 Michigan Elvis Day. We work to get like a t-shirt made so that if they're going down to Memphis to Graceland for Elvis Week, they can represent our fan club. So there are different things that we do to get ourselves out there and in the community and grow the Elvis community in Michigan.
How did you happen to found the fan club?
Well, my husband and I separately were Elvis fans from a fairly young age. And when we, you know, got together, it was really great because we had that connection. But it really kind of cemented when we went to our first Michigan Elvis Fest, which is in Ypsilanti, the second weekend in July. And we realized that, you know, you kind of hear, you know, how cheesy Elvis impersonators are, you know, growing up, you know, it's kind of sometimes a joke. But you realize that so many of these guys really pay attention to their craft and really try to honor Elvis's memory. And they're more Elvis tribute artists versus impersonators. And so we really enjoyed those live concerts that we were seeing and how they interacted with the fans and how the fans responded to them. And I think it's just another way to enjoy Elvis's music, which is a great legacy and, you know, just three different great eras, 50s, 60s, and 70s of different music, you know, in his career. And it kind of changed throughout the years. And there's just so many good songs. So we really enjoyed doing that. And then we decided that the fan club, we were having a hard time sometimes finding information on where these concerts were, who was doing them, et cetera. And so we wanted to have a web presence. And then through Facebook and Twitter, too, we have a social media presence so that people could come to our website, www.mielvis.com, as a central hub for information about Elvis happenings in the state.
So tell me about the event this weekend in Ionia.
Okay, so we had the 2013 Michigan Elvis Day. We started it in 2010, so it was actually our third one. We missed last year, but we're trying to, like I said, grow it into an annual event that people can come to. They do Elvis Week down in Memphis. It's going on right now. It's always encompassing August 16th, which is the day that Elvis died in 1977. So, but there are people like us who maybe don't have the time or the resources to make it down to Memphis, but that still want to come together and remember Elvis and, you know, enjoy the music that he gave us. And we have three great tribute artists, plus we've added a couple of local people, actually some young guys, one from Jackson, Michigan, and one from Ionia that are pretty young, and they're going to give us their songs and their love of Elvis, too. So we have, like I said, two award-winning tribute artists, plus a rockabilly band out of Grand Rapids coming to the show. There's also, like, we kind of replicate what's called the candlelight vigil that they do down in Memphis. We don't have candles, but with cell phones or glow sticks, we'll try to recreate that. And it's just a time to come together and remember everything that Elvis gave us. So it's something that we're, you know, proud to have started in Michigan, and we hope that a lot of people come out and attend.
I hesitate to ask this. Are you old enough to remember when Elvis died?
I was not born. Well, I was born. I'm sorry. I was born just a couple. I was just a couple years old when Elvis passed. But you know, like I think that's one of the great things, too, is that his music attracts all generations. And when you go to these Elvis events, hopefully including ours on Sunday, you see a lot of the younger generation, you know, young kids, sometimes teenagers, too. And that's really nice to see. You know, I fell in love, I guess, or, you know, got excited about his music through the miniseries Elvis and Me. That was the Priscilla Presley biography.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I got into it. And I listened to Elvis for a couple years straight in middle school. And but, you know, it always, you know, and it kind of left my life for a while, you know, just, you know, doing more regular, normal teenage things. But it's nice that it's back in our, you know, my life. And, you know, you can see how much he meant to so many people.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog to cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
My mom often talks about remembering when Elvis's music came out and kind of what, you know, for her generation, why people liked it and how it seemed very daring and that kind of thing at a time. But I'm wondering for you, just in your heart at the end of the day, when you've been listening to some of Elvis's music, what do you feel that it really touches in you? You know, not coming to it from the standpoint of someone who saw it as really, you know, groundbreaking for that age.
Right. Well, I know when I was younger, and I know he had already passed on, but he was really a gorgeous man. I know when I was younger, you know, initially there was like, wow, he was really attractive. And then you get into the music, and if you like that kind of retro nostalgia stuff, which a lot of people do, that certainly appealed. And then when I was more of an adult, and I really kind of only listened to his early stuff, you know, when I was younger, that appealed to me. But as an adult, I really started to appreciate the music from the 70s. He did a lot of great covers of songs like Bridge Over Troubled Water, Proud Mary, just a lot of great music. And you could just, the connection was always there with his audience. And, you know, it still is. So, you know, he has something magical, and that's why we want to celebrate him.
Jennifer Thiede, the co-founder of the Michigan Elvis Presley Fan Club. For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't.
I'll Remember You, a concert for the King, begins at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Ionia Theater on Main Street in Ionia.